Hey dear listener, so I know it's been a while since I last made a podcast, but I'm back, I'm fresh, and I have a new guest here that's going to tell us more on how heterosexual people treat gay people in our community, or let me say in their community. So we're going to start off with our guest. His name is Bongi, and he's going to introduce himself to the listeners so that you guys can all hear his, you know, point of view on the topic.
It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Bongi, so you can call me Rave. I'm from SA PTA Pretoria, so yeah.
Okay, so since you're from Pretoria, what type of, like, let me say, what is your ethnicity or what is your culture?
My culture is as in like
your tribe, let me say your tribe.
Oh yeah, I'm Zulu, but mostly in PTA, there's a lot of Tswanas.
There's a lot of Tswanas. Yeah. Okay, but so let's touch on the topic of today, and that's the one I want to know is, how are gay people, let me say the LGBTQ community, treated in the Zulu or your tribe? How are they treated, or what have you seen how they're treated?
Well, everything I can say, it just like depends on where you at, because in different areas in SA, or let me just say PTA to be specific, my experience or what I've seen is like they treat them okay. I don't know how to like explain it, but they just like treat them as people also. But some people, they just like tend to throw shade or like treat them in a very different way, or I don't know, but yeah.
Okay, so, but then what, let me say, back in the days, homosexuality wasn't accepted in South Africa either. So were people in your community also afraid of coming out or announcing that they are gay? Or was it more like, you know, they were just comfortable with it?
Most definitely, like, a lot of people were just like scared of like coming out. Like, you'll find out after some time that certain individuals are gay. They were scared to come out, let me just say. They were really scared to come out because of the way barbaric Zulus are. They were really on their ass like that. So, Aish.
Okay. So now that we have touched base on the topic, but how do you think it has changed now? Has it changed? Like, has that that whole diversity or that whole drama stopped? Like, they are more accepted in South Africa. So I'm seeing people are getting married now. They legalized gay marriage. So do you think that's a good thing or is it a bad thing?
I mean, like, it's evolving. I mean, like, everything is evolving. Like, you see now in SA, I'd say it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's normal. Mm. Like, people see it as, like, a normal thing now. You can just, like, come out and be say, like, I'm like this now.
Mm.
And people will, like, not treat you in a crazy or funny way.
Mm.
Excuse my language. But, yeah, it's normal now. So I think even people like Bosomizi, they made it a thing. So
yeah,
people are cool with it now. Cause yeah, it's not, SA it's cool now. We've accepted it, let me just say.
I'm really impressed that you guys did accept it, because now I just wanna get more like point of view.
Mm.
It's like surrounding your tribe. Like, in the every tribe has their own beliefs, right?
Yeah.
On how gay people should be treated, it's a sin or things like that. That's what they say usually. But now, as you're saying, the Zulu tribe, they are accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know they were not always accepted at the beginning, and they were not always part of the community, right?
Yeah.
So now that they made a change, made a difference, like the Somizis, the Lassies Way, and all those people that made a difference in our community. If you had to give, let me say, one advice to straight guys about gay people, like, what would you say?
It's like my advice to straight guys is to just like accept how the community is nowadays. They should just like accept change and just like let people be themselves, because it's like no one is telling you how to live your life. If you like decide whether you wanna be straight or gay, it's your decision. I mean, it's your life. At the end of the day, you have to do what makes you happy.
Yes.
As an individual, you just like, yeah. I think they should just like accept it.
Accept it.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me ask you the million-dollar question. Do you think that it's okay for heterosexual men? Or let me say, do you think that it's okay that men that are undercover marry women and cheat on them with men? How do you feel about that?
That happens a lot. Like, there's like really, really, there's a lot of undercover people like that are gay, but they are just hiding it for, I don't know, maybe for social reason or for the society not to judge them or anything. But I feel like that's completely not okay.
It's not.
Because, yeah, it's really not okay. I feel like if you're just, like, gay, you just have to be straightforward. You don't need to, like, play games with other people. Because, I mean, it's feelings involved.
It's feelings that you're hurting.
Yeah. Because, like, now there's a lot of these people that are hiding. And, like, they just come out of nowhere. Then you just check, boom. Because at the end of the day, you always be who you are. No matter how you can try running away from it, but you always like come out like that. And it's really, there's really nothing wrong about it. Like, I really don't see any problem. So they should just like be straightforward. If you want to spend your whole life with someone, just don't play with them, bro.
Yeah. Don't play with them. That's one thing I can agree on, because a lot of men I have met, they will tell me like, you know, they will be saying they're bisexual, which I understand what is bisexual, you know, but some of them are basically, if I had to ask them the question, like, okay, between a man and a woman, who would you marry, right? And then they'll be like, I'll marry a woman. And I'm like, oh, so you marry a woman and then go cheat on her with a man. Like, you're wasting someone's time. You're wasting someone's effort. Literally, you could be with, you know, the man or whoever you want to be with and just live your life, right?
Yeah,
but let me also get to this. I haven't actually gotten to this topic. How are the lesbian people treated in your tribe? I haven't asked it.
I feel like the lesbians, they always have like the upper hand, low, let me just say, advantage. I don't know, which is like, I really don't know why, but I feel like the society just finds it okay for lesbian to like do whatever. I feel like it's really unfair. I don't know if you really understand, but the lesbians are treated like differently, because it's just like it's a thing. I feel like most of the people, they just like prefer that over the gays.
Okay, so that is all for our podcast for today. Thank you for joining me, Mr. Bongi.
My pleasure.
And I will literally put your Instagram account in the description below. So, dear listeners, if you guys want to go check out Bongi's Instagram and my Instagram, it'll be in the description down low. So please do go follow and, you know, leave a comment if you want to, you know, say something more. And also, you can hit me up in my DMs if you have questions or you want to be the next guest on my podcast. So thank you very much for listening.